All right, Ricky Smiley Morning Show, 28 minutes before the top of the hour, y'all. Hey, it is Paternity Test Tuesday. Oh, this thing is about to get ugly, man. Oh, my goodness.
Maybe not.
Well, let's hope it's a nice.
It might be smooth. You never know. All right, today we got Ant and we got Patrice. They met in a convenience store. They have a daughter together, allegedly, named Antrice.
Hey, Gary, come here.
I like how they did that.
Mm-hmm. Aunt Patrice and the daughter's Aunt
Antrice. They unified the names.
Huh? Come here for this. I don't want you to miss this.
Okay. Like Godzilla plus Mega? Mega Godzilla. You guys dated for 2 years off and on?
Yeah.
Yes.
Where did y'all meet?
At a convenience store. You know, I seen her. And she caught my eye.
Which store?
It was a racetrack back then.
What you had winning there for some potato chips?
I was getting some gas.
But you ain't going there. You was a pump of gas, but you didn't go in there and buy nothing.
No, I didn't. I played it out.
Because yesterday I went in there and bought some cold plate sweet heat potato chips, and I bought a damn big red icy with that damn bear on the cup, that big white polar bear on the cup.
He's consistent.
The old one.
Man, that damn cherry icy is the truth at racetrack. And then they had them big-ass straws with a little spoon on the end.
I love that.
Man, I would never sit on the radio and say
that. The cup sweats bad, though.
Yeah, you have to get a napkin. You have to wrap it up in a napkin.
I'm sorry, Patrice.
Mini pad.
So, yo, Treese, what attracted you to Ant? The fact that he was able to afford a full tank of gas in this crumbling economy, or what?
Yeah, was you on the other pump?
No, I thought he was cute. And he caught my eye.
What'd he look like, Patrice?
He's dark. He's about, say, 5'8".
About 5'8". How tall are you?
What kind of gas was you? Did you get regular or unleaded?
They don't sell regular anymore.
They don't sell regular
anymore. They sell regular unleaded.
I hope he got regular.
Regular,
But anyway, yeah, he caught my eye. So, I mean, we started talking after that.
So
we talked for about 2 years.
Okay, so how long was it from the time you guys met until the pants off dance off was initiated?
What'd you call it, girl?
The pants off dance off.
The pants off dance off.
How long?
I was trying to
mean,
so I'm
going to
say probably about, it wasn't that long.
Probably
about 3 weeks.
Keep it 100.
Good wholesome chicken.
So was y'all at your house or his house?
His house.
What store? Which y'all was watching TV and started kissing on the neck?
No. We got straight to it.
So y'all was texting each other about, I'm going to do this, and then you say, I'm going to do that. And then you came over there, coming up on the porch, taking your sweat off.
Yeah, we got to stay to it.
So, why are we here today,
y'all in the bed on the couch.
Patrice, cause is there any reason why this baby could not be his?
Yeah. I found out I was pregnant like 3 months later, and of course I did not approach him with it because we were not together afterwards. So I didn't want to approach him with it and be like, oh, yeah, this your baby, you know, and it wouldn't. So, because I was talking to somebody else at the time that I found out, so I never talked
did he make
about
it.
How would you do that?
So the baby's actually 10 years old. You're actually no longer a baby. It's like almost a preteen. Gross. So what happens in the event that if the baby is not yours, Aunt?
I mean, right now the situation has progressed. You know, I haven't been in that role as actual parent daddy. You know, I know of us, you know, of me or whatever. So we have kept a close, you know, relationship for us talking. We still on good terms or whatever. So I just ain't into that dog.
You still hit dog?
That's so sweet.
I still hit it?
Yeah.
That means yes.
A little batting practice?
A little T-ball action.
We got the results coming up next. They went to sequential DNA testing. Those numbers 1-866-563-5557. That's 866-563-5557. You know what we got?
What?
Results.
Next, we can smile the morning show. It just behooves me. You ain't the first person to wear no damn shades.
You have never worn shades
we
to
got
work.
Like 2 minutes.
Oh, we gotta go.
I just bought these.
Oh.
You got the receipt. All right, on the phone, we got Ant and Patrice. And their daughter's name is Antrice. And says the baby's Antrice is a combination of their name. The baby's about to turn 10 years old. Why y'all waiting 10 years now?
The baby name Antrice.
Mm-hmm. To get the paternity test. Why y'all wait so late?
Bruh.
Been going back and forth.
Who has?
Me and the mother, we've been going back and forth.
Well, you really haven't been going back and forth, Ann, because you ain't been paying no money at all, right?
Anxious.
Hey, Patrice, if it comes out that the baby is Ant's, are you going to put him on child support?
No, I wouldn't.
As long as he come around and do what he's supposed to do, right?
Exactly.
Circle gets a square. All right, listen, man. You guys,
where'd they go?
They went to sequential DNA testing, 1-866-563-5557.
She did.
Trees.
And we do have the results. Wait, there's some breaking news?
No, Hollywood just whispered in my ear. Hey, Roxy and Heckle and Jekyll, would y'all stop?
Okay.
That is so irritating.
Oh, Gary, hush.
Y'all need to hush.
What are you ugly shoes on?
That's all right. It looks better than your glasses.
Whoa! Shots fired.
Your shades are hideous.
Make no error, honey.
Your mama bought them.
You fast.
In the case of Baby Antrice, it is 100% not Ant's baby.
Are you kidding?
Nah, it's not.
Antrice, y'all got to change the baby name. Oh, my God. I'm sorry. I just knew it was going to be his. Sounded like it was going to be his. Like it was leading up to that. And why are you playing Sorry by New Edition? Whatever.
Because the song is so jamming, though.
How do y'all, Patrice?
Okay.
Do you know who the father is?
Yeah.
Are you still in contact with him?
Not really, no ma'am.
Okay. How do you feel? Sad or?
I feel a little down, but I mean, ain't nothing to do about that.
Right. How are you feeling right now, Aunt?
It's not you.
I'm feeling the same
type of way. Well, I hope that you guys work this out. Family is so important. You know what? Just forget it. I can't do this. Let's go to commercial. I've never seen hair crack sing with so much passion. This is so rude. These are like guests in our home, and we're just totally.
It's the Ricky Smiley Morning Show.